Ah, there you go. Well, to answer the question that I know was burning a hole in your brain, the judgment day for Terminator was August 29th, 1997.
Oh, gosh. So it's been a while.
It has. It's already happened.
So if your child was born August 29th, 1997, does that mean that they were born on Judgment Day, or does that mean that they're the Terminator?
Yeah, it could be that they're, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, wait, I guess I'd have to care enough.
And, you know, it's okay. I care, Chase.
Okay. You know, I've never seen that movie.
Which, Terminator?
Really? Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, never they're seen good. Yeah. I think I've the second Terminator. One's my favorite.
I've seen Terminator 2, but I've never seen the first one.
Oh, okay.
Number 2 is pretty darn good.
So, all right. Coming up in this half hour, we're going to try to, I don't know that even having you auger yourself into the floor, Chase, would be enough. Maybe we'll just use a giant hammer and pound you into the floor.
One last time for old time's sake?
I got three stories here that'll just, yeah.
We're going to do it the next half hour or what?
Yeah, yeah, this half hour.
Oh,
no, this half
great.
Hour. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, get ready for that. In the meantime, ladies, just to show that we've solved all the problems in the world, do you ever find standard pens just too manly?
No.
Well, if you do, you're in luck. There's a brand new pen, and it's just for women.
Really?
Bic for her pens.
Now, what's that?
Sounds like a razor.
Yeah. They have a thin barrel, quote, designed to fit a woman's hand.
I've had so much trouble writing with a standard pen.
And that's it.
Yeah, because it's as big around as a paper towel holder.
That's right.
So.
See, they're pastel-colored pens, of course.
Oh, well, now that is a nice touch.
And they have a diamond-engraved barrel for an elegant and unique feminine style.
Well, I don't know if that's necessary. It's going to just end up in the trash when it runs out anyway.
That's right.
Is it a lid or a clicky top?
Well, it doesn't say.
Recyclable?
Oh, well, I'm sure. It must be.
Isn't everything?
Yeah. Amazon online reviewers have had fun. Finally, is the cry from one of the reviewers on the Amazon new product, website or wherever they're chatting on it. Man pens have always been so tricky and hard to use, and they're so unsightly. Thanks to Crystal Bic for her, I can now take my pen anywhere. No more lugging that heavy, bulky man pen around.
That's awesome.
It really is. As you can tell, the snarks are harmless, but, I mean, as one wrote, why is there no glitter? One male reviewer wrote, at first it was like, ooh, sheep pens. But then I noticed it had no fluffy top. What the hell, Bic? When it's a pen for her, shouldn't it have some glamour and glitz? Should it have something fluffy on top? Everybody knows that something girly must have sequins.
Oh, this is the crystal is like the standard Bic pen. It's Bic pen we've all used.
See, I personally, I find it a bit sexist.
This is the crystal for her.
Yeah, but still, well, we don't have a
and
pen for him. That's just not fair.
Apparently, it's only available in Europe.
Oh.
So,
well, right my now. Thought is if we've had a standard pen, you know, it's kind of like when people say...
No.
Sorry, is that a call?
Yeah. My understanding is when you click the top, it says, I told you so!
Oh, man.
Well, if only it was a clicky top, but it has a lid. But yeah, point well taken.
Oh, well, there you go. So they're going to try it out in Europe first.
Mm-hmm. Well, my thought is it's not fair unless they make a man pen also.
Well, but no, that's what they're saying, is all pens are pretty much man pens.
Yeah, but that's not the implication. That's not true.
Well,
sexist.
Well, I understand.
I'm taking a pro-men stance here this morning, boys.
Interesting. That is interesting. Because, again, I guess what they're figuring is, well, they discovered women use pens also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hello? I want to have a...
Yes. Are you Sarah Connor? I want your pen.
Very nice.
Hello.
Yeah, let me make some pots and pans with the handles that'll fit my wife's hand.
Very nice, sir. Well done.
They do have very large handles on some of these pots and pans. It's true.
Well done. Thank you.
You know, that may have been one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. Yep.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah.
But I hope for his sake, A, his wife doesn't listen, or B, she didn't recognize his voice.
Yep.
Because, sir, if either of those apply, you are in so much trouble.
He could have maybe muffled his voice a little bit.
Well, Kat will be happy to know that the environmental benefits of the Bic Crystal for Her Long-lasting writing product, up to 2 kilometers writing length. So yeah. if you ever sat down and said, if only I had a pen in which I could write a mile and a half.
See, I want a male pen that smells like bacon or let's see, Old Spice,
uh-huh.
And you can Ooh. It creates a very so large carbon footprint.
So you want a creepy old man pen? Is what
no.
you want
to I'm just trying to think of what I think is. I mean, what seems as I don't know, a manly pen.
Now, did you say up to a kilometer and a half?
Up to two kilometers.
See, what
well,
I want to do
very
is
very scientific.
I want to roll a
kilometers.
Sheet of paper down a highway.
Yeah,
open the door and just lean out, you know, as you drive, and let's make sure that we can actually go 2 kilometers.
It's designed and manufactured with just the right amount of raw materials. It's also PVC free.
Just the right amount of raw materials?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Bill, I think we got the wrong amount of raw materials in this.
All right, here we go. We're going to see if we can auger chase into the floor.
All right, I'm listening.
Story number one. How to teach your child to ride a bike. Hire it out. A blogger on mommyish.com wrote about how her 9-year-old daughter finally learned how to ride a bike. She hired someone to do it for her. Why? Because she was terrified, as was her husband, of doing it herself. So she hired someone out to teach her daughter how to ride a bike.
What
terrified
state
why?
Was that?
I don't know.
Terrified why?
It doesn't say what state.
Because you might watch your child fall?
I don't know. Don't want to be there for that, right? Don't want to see that happen.
Wow. You know, the first time that kid suffers any setback in the real world, oh my goodness.
Here's story number two. 3-year-old Hunter Spanger is deaf and talks with his hands. In the SEE, that's the Sign Exact English Language, the gesture that means his name violates his school's weapon policy.
Mm.
What? So Grand Island Public School in Nebraska wants Hunter to change his name so he won't use the sign.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Grand Isle's Weapons in School Board Policy Number 8470 forbids any instrument that looks like a weapon.
Well, we're going to have to ask your son to change his
name.
Yeah,
no, that's stupid.
It's just a little too violent for the environment we're trying to foster here.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, couldn't they just...
At Wussified Elementary School in Grand Island.
Yeah. Listening to that, though, doesn't necessarily mean, like, change his name legally. What if they just mean, like, a nickname? Because I know when I was in first grade, there were 3 Catherines. There were 2 Catherine Lees, and I was the only Catherine McMullen.
Uh-huh.
And I took it very personally that one of the Catherine Lees got to stay Catherine, and the other one was Kathy, and I had to be Katie. My teacher just decided that it was Katie, Catherine, and Kathy. And I thought, well, I'm the only Catherine McMullen. I should get to be Catherine. But I went along with it. I was Katie for a year.
You didn't wear a smock in protest that said something on it? No?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, aside from uncovering deep-seated issues from Kat's childhood, I would say that there's really not an applicable nickname one can choose for Hunter.
Hello?
I was just thinking, I would think if that was my son, I could come up with a sign to show him how I felt about that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, I'd come up with a good nickname. Yeah.
Oh,
here's
gosh.
Number three. Nils Pickett's 5-year-old son likes to wear dresses. And Nils was concerned that, well, he was going to grow up without a strong, positive role model. So he did what any mind-boggling, incredible dad would do. He started wearing skirts himself.
Oh, good God.
He lives in a small city in South Germany, and he said, quote, I didn't want to talk my son into not wearing dresses and skirts. After a lot of contemplation, I had only one option left. That was to broaden my shoulders for my little buddy and dress in a skirt myself.
You know,
where did his son get a skirt?
I don't know.
And his son's 5.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what?
Not like his son's going out buying his own clothes.
His son doesn't know any better. He obviously has some older sisters. And could you at least not split the difference? Hey, son, hey, Dad, why don't you wear one, too? Oh, why don't we split the difference? Let's get kilts, okay? At least kilts are manly.
Yeah, kilts are manly. My dad's a bagpiper. I side with you there.
Anyway, so there you go. After all, you can't expect a child at preschool age to have the same ability to assert themselves as an adult.
No, that's why you have to be an adult and assert for them.
So what does this have to do with Chase being driven into the ground by an auger?
These are just the kind of things that auger him into the ground whenever we have wussification. And so today we had the parents who had to hire out someone to teach them
how
to run.
No, not, what I'm auger into the ground is what I'm not understanding. Does that mean make him mad, or does that mean
beat him down?
Yeah.
No, he augers him, and you know his chin should be resting on the floor about
right now because he's
so angry.
Okay.
I echo what a show observer points out, that we're both going to need to be psychoanalyzed after this show.